goes with the greatest of reverence and love the transcendental abode of Sri Krishna. All those places where my Lord Gauranga traveled for pastimes, I will visit in the company of loving devotees. My mind always begs for the opportunity to hear the music of the Mridanga. Upon hearing the kind of kirtan ordained by Lord Gaurachandra, my heart dances in ecstasy. By beholding the deity forms of the divine couple, Shri Radha Krishna, I feel the greatest joy. By honoring the Lord's prasad, I conquer over all worldly illusions. Goloka Vrindavan appears in my home whenever I see the worship of and service of Lord Hari going on there. Upon seeing the Ganges, which is a river of nectar emanating from the lotus feet of the Lord, my happiness knows no bounds. The sight of the holy Tulsi tree soothes my soul, for I know she gives pleasure to Lord Krishna. By honoring Shak, a green leafy vegetable preparation, a dear favorite of Lord Chaitanya, I consider life worthwhile. Whatever Bhaktivinod obtains that is conducive for the service of Sri Krishna, he accepts every day with the greatest of joy. Also, loud chanting is very conducive, so please, not half-heartedly, please. Shuddha Bhakata Charanarenu Bhajana Anukula Shuddha Bhakata Charanarenu Bhajana Anukula Bhakata Seva Karma Sidi Primala Tikara Muhula Bhakata Seva Karma Sidi Primala Tikara Muhula Bhakata Seva Karma Sidi Primala Tikara Muhula Bhakata Seva Krishna vasati vasati roli parama adara gori Krishna vasati vasati roli Krishna vasati vasati roli parama adara gori Krishna vasati vasati roli parama adara gori Gauramara Yesha Vastane Korala Bhamana Rangge Gauramara Yesha Vastane Korala Bhamana Rangge Sisavastana Hirimo Ami Dhamma Ivatatra Sangre Vastana Hirimo Ami Dhamma Ivatatra Sangre Vridanga Bhaja Shunite Mala Abhasara Sada Yache Vridanga Bhaja Shunite Mala Abhasara Sada Yache Gaura Vihita Kirtana Shuni Amande Vidoya Nache 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 toda la muerte de que amor a Rama Amanda Jaya. Toda la muerte de que amor a Rama Amanda Jaya. Kasara Seva Korite Hoya Sakala Kapancha Jaya. Kasara Korite Hoya Sakala Kapancha Jaya. Je Duna Dehe Bhajana Dekhi Kehe Te Roleka Maya. Charanga sudu dekhe aganga sukha sa sima paya. Dekhe aganga sukha sa sima paya. Tulasi dekhe dhubaya pana madhava peshan jani. Tulasi dekhe dhubaya pana madhava peshan jani. Tulapiya sakka sevane jivana sarthaka mani. Priya sata sevane jivana sarthaka mani. Bhakta chivina krishna bhajane anukula paya jaha. Bhakta chivina krishna bhajane anukula paya jaha. Kachi divase parama sukhe svikara kole daha. Parama sukhe svikara kole daha. Kachi divase parama sukhe svikara kole daha. Akata seva parama sudhi pemala tutara mula. 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Namo Namo Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Namo Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama
Shuddha Bhakta Cha Charana Venu Bhajana Anukula Shuddha Bhakta Charana Venu Bhajana Anukula Shuddha Bhakta Charana Venu Bhajana Anukula Shuddha Bhakta Charana Venu Bhajana Anukula Bhakta Seva Paramasiddhi Prema Latikaramula Bhakata Seva Paramasiddhi Prema Latikaramula Bhakata Seva Paramasiddhi Prema Latikaramula Bhakata Seva Latikaramula Vishnupad, Paramahamsa Parivaja, Kacharya, Stotra, Satisvang, Grisesi, Bhakti, Vedanta, Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Ki, Ganta, Srimad, Bhagavatam, Ki, Korpe, Menande, Oh, glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. Oh, glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada, Ki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya, Narayanam namaskritya, Naram Cheva Narottamam, Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam, Tato Jayam Udirayet, Nashta Prayeshvabhadrishu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavatyuttamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Savai Pumsam Parodharmo Yato Bhaktir Adokshaje Ahoy Tuki Apatiyata Yayatma supersidati, Yayatma supersidati. Ganta Srimad Bhagavatam ki. So, Hare Krishna, I would like to blessings, I'd like to ask the blessings of all the devotees for today. I'm doing an examination. In Radhanish, we are fortunate to have so many wonderful courses, and one of them is Bhakti Vaibhava course. Today is my assignment, assessment is through presentation. So today is this presentation on second canto, and I chose the topic of hearing, Srimad Bhagavatam. So kindly bless me, so I won't make a fool of Srimad Bhagavatam especially. So now you can't refuse, right? Like Srila Prabhupada asked, please bless these books to go to America. So I only bless you to bless me to glorify the Bhagavatam properly today. Panchakalpa, Terubhyasya, Kripa Sindhubhya Ivacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha. So, this year we have been studying the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, a wonderful canto. And it is said that hearing, so I chose. Do you see any link with the second canto when I chose this title, maybe? Quick guesses, any educated guesses? Okay. So the first step in God realization is the title of the first chapter. So I just slightly adjusted it because in the first chapter of second canto, quite a lot of things are said about hearing. So, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam especially, but of course hearing about Krishna in general, also hearing the holy name. So today's topic is especially hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Krishna Katha. So it's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned that devotional service starts with hearing. You may know this verse. So today is a good opportunity to recite many verses, even not only from Srimad Bhagavatam. So if you feel inspired, then you can chant along. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prima Sadhya Kabunoi Shravanadi Shudachite Karaye Udhoi. So although the meaning of Shravanadi here is devotional service such as hearing, etc. Gaura Bhakta Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vinda, not only the Panchatattva but also others in line. So when here Shravanadi, one meaning is the process of hearing and also the other processes. What they bring about love of God, they awaken the dormant love of God in our heart. It has not to be gained from any outward source, this verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita says. So, but another meaning our acharyas explain of Shravanadi is, Adi means beginning, right? Govindam, Adi Purusham, the person who was there in the beginning. So it also means Shravanadi, starting with hearing. So that that's how this love of God is going to be awakened. So if we are very much awake when this is happening, the hearing, so then we will also regain our love of God. Kijai. So, and then here is So, because in the beginning we usually chant a verse together, although we already chanted some verses, but I would like for the mood to chant another famous verse, and I guess most of you will know, or some will know parts of it, so please chant along. Tava katam ritam tata jivanam kavibiriritam kalma shapaham shavanamangalam shimatatatam buviginantiye buridanjana. And the meaning is the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. It's a gopi, the gopi speaking. These narrations transmitted by learned sages eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly those who spread the message of God are most munificent. Actually, quite literally, this message is going all over the world via the medium of internet. So in my presentation, I would like to highlight a couple of things. One of them is this, that it, hearing Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavatam, frees us from misery. And there are some other points, which I'll come to in a moment. So, especially in the first 10 verses of this second canto, the author, the Bhagavatam speaks about hearing. And even when it comes to the famous verse, it's one of the key memory verses, the 11th shloka, about chanting Hare Krishna. Even there in the purport, Srila Prabhupada also again comes to hearing. So when I was preparing this class and I went through these verses, I thought, oh, now this is finished. Now it starts to talk about chanting. The verse goes, text 11 of the first chapter of Canto 2. Etan nirvidyamananam icchatam akuto vayam yoginam nripanir nitam harir namanukirtanam. O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. So, and then Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that here it is mentioned that one should constantly chant the holy name of the Lord after hearing it from authorities. This means that hearing from the authorities is the first essential. Hearing of the holy name gradually promotes one to the stage of hearing about his form, about his attributes, his pastimes, and so on. And thus the necessity of the chanting of his glories develops successively. This process is recommended not only for the successful execution of devotional service, but also even for those who are materially attached. Not only advanced devotees have to hear, so everybody. According to Srila Shukadev Goswami, this way of attaining success is an established fact, concluded not only by him, but also by all other previous acharyas. Just like in the first canto also, established fact. That comes familiar maybe. We were already chanting the verse, but by hearing love of God, by regular attendance in classes of the Bhagavatam, and by service to the devotees, the bhajan we were singing, it's very conducive to serve pure devotees, but also by hearing the Bhagavatam, love of God becomes established in the heart as an irrevocable fact. One comes to nishta, strong faith. So that's also mentioned in the pages of the second canto. Srila Prabhupada writes this in the purport, that one becomes a sincere devotee by chanting, by hearing very attentively and submissively. So this is some general clarification of hearing. Of course, and that will conclude my introduction. This is probably like also very clear injunction in the text of the Bhagavatam itself. In the first chapter, text number 5 says, Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyaschechata Bayam. O descendant of King Bharat, one who desires to be free from all miseries must hear about, glorify, and also remember the personality of Godhead, who is the super soul, the controller, and the savior from all miseries. So here hearing is mentioned, but also chanting and remembering, and there is a logical sequence, as we will see further on. There's a connection in between these three. So now let's go to the points I prepared for this class. It's not only in the second canto that the hearing process is glorified. There are so many references. One who comes to mind is in the third chapter of the first canto, after the enumeration of so many incarnations. It is said, Janma goyam bhagavato yaita prayato nara sayam pratar garinam bhaktya dukkha gamat vimuchate, means whoever carefully recites these the mysterious appearances of the Lord with devotion in the morning and in the evening gets relief from all miseries of life. And of course that we become happy by hearing, we also learned in the Bhagavad Gita, so where it speaks about the king of all knowledge, his most confidential knowledge, the purest knowledge, and it gives direct perception of the self, and therefore, it is joyfully performed. So, sukham, not a little bit joyful only, like, okay, that was nice, but it was, with a thrill. Oh, where was that? Sanjaya was saying this realization. Oh, the more you speak, the more I get excited. And I've heard now this conversation, and my hairs are standing on end, and I'm hearing with a thrill. Also, Shukadev Maharaj Parikshit, he was not falling asleep, although he was hearing for 7 days without sleeping, without eating, without drinking. Good day for this, to remember Maharaj Parikshit. And what was he saying? He was watching his watch, right? 7 days, when will it end? When will I leave my body, finally? It's too much. He goes on and on and on. This Shukadev is too much. He was also asking on the fifth day or something, hey, will you tell me more? Will you also tell me this and that? He was asking questions to encourage the speaker. So it's exciting. Let's not forget. Right? It's very exciting. And it frees you from all misery. It's mentioned as one of the five potent items of devotional service. That is to say, in the nectar of devotion, there are five potent items, right? Described: worship of the deity, associating with the devotees, chanting a holy name, residing in a holy place, and hearing Bhagavatam. So Bhagavat Shravan, it comes from that verse. So, and it is said, this is a Nectar of Devotion, chapter 13. Rupa Goswami stated that five kinds of devotional activities, these five, yes, are so potent that, and now listen carefully, a small attachment for even one of them can arouse devotional ecstasy, even in a neophyte. It's not said that you become advanced. It's said you get devotional ecstasy. So this is what Sanjay is speaking about, and Maharaj Parikshit was experiencing. He was not sleepy. He didn't think, what will be for breakfast today? He said, Karsha, oh no, probably they will, my baked buckwheat is not my favorite dish. Or, I don't know. He was not thinking like that. So, this excitement, yes. But it's promised to all of us, I mean, even a small attachment. Even if we're not so much attached to it, that doesn't matter. This sentence of Srila Prabhupada gives so much heart. It doesn't matter. Because even a small attachment can give you what? A little bit, a moment of joy. No. Devotional ecstasy. What is that? It's very elevated. And by even one of them, by even practicing one of them, like hearing, for instance. And even in a neophyte, it's not that you have to first become nishtha. So, is that thrilling? It's nice information. So, hearing about and glorifying the Supreme Lord, Srila Prabhupada writes, in the purports of the second canto, hearing about and glorifying the Supreme Lord are identical with the transcendental nature of the Lord. Therefore, by doing so, one will always be in association with the Lord, which awards freedom from all sorts of fear. Because Lord is feared by fear personified. And Krishna Katha is identical with the transcendental nature of the Lord. In the end of this text we read, Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, by hearing about and glorifying the Lord, all a person's activities become molded into spiritual activities. And thus all conceptions of material miseries become completely vanquished. All the misconceptions are completely, yes, blown away. So in the second chapter of the first canto, also similar statements are made in the text of the Bhagavatam. Once the illusion is completely dispelled. And so somebody may say, wait a moment, Prahlad Maharaj, he quoted nine items of devotional service, and it said that practicing any of these can avoid perfection. So, and now you are overstressing hearing, you are making a disbalanced statement. Well, but this is also interesting. Srila Prabhupada here explains that this hearing is going to help us to not have misconceptions about deity worship, or not have misconceptions about any other service, about doing Govardhan Parikram, which is Pada Sevanam. So we have, that we don't have any misconception in our devotional service, Dasyam, yes, Sakyam, making friends with the Lord and his representatives. So we need to know how to clean a temple room, we need to know everything. How to do things. As in the educational conference it was stated, Srila Prabhupada expects us to know everything about something and something about everything. But that means our devotional service we must know everything about. Our Vidachitan Prabhu is so expert in building, constructing. Over the years he has become more and more expert, and now so many buildings are like mushrooms coming out of the here in Radhadishtam. And everybody like that. It used to be like a tradition that the rat makers who made the cart for Lord Jagannath, they do it from father and son, and a whole tradition. So normally you do it for a life, your service, and then even your sons, they carry on with that service. So all the services are always covered. This is such a dream for a temple president. isn't it? Or any manager. So that's Nishtha and Daksha becoming experts. So Srila Prabhupada, he mentioned we should become very expert in our devotional service. But the hearing, without hearing, how are we going to become expert? Of course, hearing, we are talking here, hearing Bhagavat. But of course, all of us, we try to become experts in devotional service, or not. That's our purpose. So the hearing about devotional service is an ongoing thing, ongoing training for all of us. And so Srila Prabhupada says like this, all conceptions of material miseries become completely vanquished. This topic of no more miseries. Dukkha gramat vi muchate. Not a little bit muchate. You become freed from dukkha. But vi muchate means, it's a very strong statement. Completely. All miseries completely vanquished. Are you interested? This is also many encouraging statements in the Bhagavata. But that's not all. If we hear about Krishna, so that's a very natural counterpart of mundane talk, which is Shadbir Bhakti Vinashyati. So we're making a fire like the Boy Scouts. They don't get any matches. They have to work very hard to get the fire going. So after hours of rubbing wood, so they got some fire. And then somebody comes and pours a bucket on it. Now, that would be we, if we would like Dupa Japa or Niyamagraha. Also Niyamagraha, following rules without understanding why, or not really following, you know, it's also complicated, or it's so troublesome. So by hearing, we're getting more and more insight in the why. And then we become more enthusiastic to do. Most of us, we are rational beings. We don't like to be told to do something without understanding why. So hearing comes in here. If we hear about why we are doing things, so and regularly, because we are so forgetful, after some time we will forget. Oh, what was it again? Bowing down for devotees. One time Srila Prabhupada said, when somebody was bowing down before him, even, what is this hatchet? He called it hatchet. Yeah? It was a servant, he had many things to do, but even then, Srila Prabhupada, he warned him, this is not a ritual, this is something you do with your heart. So yeah, when speed comes in, it will be difficult also to do it with the heart. Mm. So, if Srila Prabhupada writes, if there is no proper hearing, there is not going to be proper speaking. We will engage in Atyahara Prayasas. Ah, yeah, sorry, this is not Srila Prabhupada, excuse me. So, but it's true, if we don't hear properly, so then it will, like the verse we were saying, well, therefore one must hear about, glorify, and constantly remember. So when we hear about Krishna, so that's what we're going to talk about, and also that's what we're going to be remembering. Especially when you talk also about Krishna, you're going to remember better. The best way to learn something is to teach it. This is how Burijamovi starts his book, Japa. He would like to chant better Japa, and then what he did, he wrote a book about it. Wonderful book. So, also for us, every day after Bhagavatam class, the natural katha of breakfast is, oh, this class. And then you churn it, and then you will remember. And this is all Srila Prabhupada's process. So, that if we... also, Srila Prabhupada mentions that when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, it frees us from the vicious cycle of fruitive activities. So we got this very difficult instruction, the first instruction of Bhagavad Gita, not to be attached to the results of our activities. And good luck. I mean, for myself, just saying, it's still trying. But that's sannyas, so it's a very advanced stage of spiritual life. But also here, the hearing helps. Hearing frees us from the vicious cycle of fruitive activity. Mm. So in order to do so, we need to be conscious of Krishna. Yes. If we are conscious of the one we are doing it for, like we cannot take it for ourselves, the result. So we should give it to someone else. The communists, they said they give it to the people. But then if we know there is a better communism, spiritual communism, as Srila Prabhupada explains in the Science of Self-Realization. But then, if we bear in mind that person who is so wonderful, so then we will do it more easily. So in this sense, we get rid of fruitive activity by hearing about Krishna regularly and glorifying him very regularly. So that Srila Prabhupada even writes in the Bhagavad Gita 15.6 in the purport, he writes that one must be captivated, one should be captivated by this information. And that was the verse in that abode of man is not illumined by the sun or the moon, nor by fire or electricity. So a description of the spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada encourages us there to be captivated by this information. And then when we are so thrilled, absorbed in Krishna, in where he lives, Chintamani Prakara Satma Shukalpa Viksha Lakshavitesha Surabhi Rabhi Palayantam. He said we should recite this every day. Or was it Srila Bhakti Siddhanta? So yeah, to bear in mind. Or we should read Krishna book every day. Yes? So different acharyas say different things. So then we will always be mindful of the goal and also of a better place. And that will take away our attention from this place and from fruitive activities, how I can improve my situation in this world. No. Let me make a plan for next world, for next destination. Not for this house which is going to be ruined. The bulldozer is going to come. They're going to flatten it. I already got a letter. I have to move out. But I'm still doing some new carpet and some new painting. That sometimes we get hung up with these activities. Another advantage of hearing is one gets rid of the impersonal conception, impersonalistic tendencies. So Srila Prabhupada's words, Srila Prabhupada, quote, the reasons and arguments together with the transcendental process of approaching the absolute truth help even the staunch impersonalist to become attracted by the personal activities of the Lord. This is in text 9. Imagine, I've heard that when Srila Prabhupada addresses the impersonalists, he addresses the whole of the Western world. I happen to live in the West, so I feel addressed also. When we are more or less, of course, now there are so many devotees everywhere. But when we are born here, there is this, sometimes in some of our hearts, there is this tendency of being a little bit impersonalistic. The influence of science also. So that we get rid of that by hearing Bhagavatam. So there's two kinds of hearing. There is reading, Srila Prabhupada's books, and also hearing and discussing. So in the fifth text, I believe, of the first canto, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, reading is important, and hearing and discussion is even more important. So this part of the morning program is very much to be attended, so we can make quick advancement. How does it go? Well, Shinvatam Svakata Krishna Tadara Jastamo Bhavakamo Labada Yastaya. There's a sequence which Srila Prabhupada quotes in his prayers when he arrived in America. He has this faith so that we will get rid of ignorance, sleep, inattention, also of passion, like being busy like a monkey, more or less, like being very busy, but for what purpose? Not for the right purpose. I'm simplifying, time is short, I'm going to wrap up soon. So we get rid of all these tendencies of being very busy, but not for Krishna. Fruitive activities, we want to get out something of it. That's all going to be vanquished by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And then one comes to goodness, the sequence goes on, and one becomes fully happy, and one sees the self as master, so one starts to live in the mode of goodness, one can see and make distinctions, and one comes not only to Nishtha, but even beyond, one develops the sentiments of devotion. So Srila Prabhupada, when he arrived, he wrote this beautiful poem, and he's so much aware of the importance of hearing for his whole mission to become successful. So imagine, it's 1965, on a steamer, has arrived in Boston, and on the pier, one gentleman, an Indian gentleman, with an order, with an instruction of his spiritual master, is arriving there. You can read this in the Lilamrita. And he's watching, wow, whoa, maybe. And then he has his doubts, or, I mean, he's expressing himself, so many things. He says, most of the population here is very much covered by modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy, and therefore they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudev. I do not know how they will be able to understand it. But I know your causeless mercy makes everything possible, because you are the most expert mystic. And then again, how will they understand the mellows of devotional service? Oh Lord, I'm simply praying for your mercy that I will be able to convince them about your message. All living entities have become under the control by your illusory energy, under the control of the illusory energy by your will, and therefore, if you like, by your will, they can also be released from the clutches of illusion. I wish that you may deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message. And then now, the words of Srimad Bhagavatam are your incarnation. And if a sober person repeatedly receives it with submissive oral reception, then he will be able to understand your message. He will become liberated from the influence of the modes of ignorance, etc. This is Bhagavatam 1 to 17 till 21. So Srila Bhagavat has faith in this, and he prayed for that. So then, Srila Prabhupada says, due to a lack of knowledge, one is victimized by the force of ignorance and thus spoils the valuable human energy. So, what is the remedy against ignorance? Knowledge and hearing. So, particularly hearing in the association of devotees. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavanti rit karna rasayana kata tajoshanatashva pavargu vartmani shadaratir bhaktir anukramishyati. Again and again, the scriptures are making the same points. Shadaratir bhaktir anukramishyati. So we will make advancement from Shraddha to Rati, attraction to Bhava. How is that happening? So it's very pleasing also is described. To what? To the ears and the heart. What is so pleasing? Now here in the association of Satam, devotees, the thorough association, prasanga, thoroughly associating, that means inquiring confidentially and revealing the mind confidentially. And then like that. So the knot of the false ego is pierced, and one gains this affinity for the Lord. Yes, and all our activities are shama eva hi kevalam when they don't increase our affinity for hearing the message of Vasudev. That's the message of the Bhagavatam. Please just hear the Bhagavatam, and I thank you for your attention. Try to highlight that by hearing of the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam itself states that we become free from all miseries. That means, and the Bhagavad Gita says, susukam kartum avyam, when speaking about this transcendental knowledge, not just happy, but big bliss. And that we even get rid of impersonalistic tendencies, and we will be ready to go back home, back to Godhead. In 212 purport, Srila Prabhupada says, the process of going back home, back to Godhead, is to hear about the Supreme Lord and His name, form, attributes, pastimes, paraphernalia, and variegatedness. Foolish people do not know this. Thank you very much. Kanta Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. If you like to give any comments or questions, especially welcome all the contributions of the estimated Vaishnavas. Yes, Prabhu?
Yeah, I'm wondering if reading and hearing is the same. Because, I mean, sometimes you are alone, you cannot hear Shravaka, but you can read. So my question is it the same?
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. You remember what I said about that? Somebody remembers? I'll try to read Srila Prabhupada's words. Somebody remembers? Yeah, loudly. Please. I couldn't hear. Hearing and discussing. Anything else I said?
Hearing and discussing is better.
Right, right. Correct. And that was Srila Prabhupada. So it's here that is it 4 or 6? Yes, correct. You repeat it very correctly. If you have a moment, I can say it in Srila Prabhupada's words. Yes. All right, maybe I'm taking too much time. I'm a little nervous, so I don't find it. Maybe another question. Yes. To which point about that one? Yeah.
This is the same.
Also, of course, if we are alone, then we are not condemned, then we can read Srila Prabhupada's books. But therefore, the scriptures repeatedly also tell us to come and seek out the association of devotees, so we can go more, enter more deeply. And especially, there's another thing about how to hear Bhagavatam. We must hear from a devotee, and then we will make quick advancement. We should study at the lotus feet of a devotee, because our mind is so wide, we may still misunderstand. Tatvidi Panipatana is Krishna's injunction. We have to. It's not an option. You can't try to get your degree by autodidactically. Just similarly in the university also. You can't become a medicine man. A doctor. So are there any other questions yourself?
Sleeping through it, if you had mentioned this, but how does one develop that enthusiasm, that eagerness to hear if one still, in attempting to come in here, Bhagavatam, still has the tendency to lose the consciousness, I guess?
Practice makes perfect, and sadhana means practice. The meaning of the Sanskrit word is practice. So we must have patience there yet. The other day it was mentioned also. Yeah. So determination, like, it's not because I don't feel it happening now that this is a lie in the scriptures. So faith, so like that. And associating with those who have the enthusiasm is very important. And try to, somehow steal that enthusiasm, or beg it, or borrow it, because that's the only price of love of God is intense greed. You must become greedy, so we can exchange our material greed for this spiritual greed, as the Rupa Goswami says in Padyavali. So we've come to the end of our time, so I think we must be, today is Nirjala Ekadashi. Thank you very much for attending, and All glories to the Srimad Bhagavatam and Srila Prabhupada. Krishna.